Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Chucky's with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. We thank you for tuning in. And we are brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. EMP180weightloss.com. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning, Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, got to get my stretch in.
And Jason Bishop.
Oh, hello.
That is the foursome, as always. Oh. You want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can call us on the Hadid Carp Cleaning Lister Lines.
Sup.
800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message data charges may apply. And you can tweet us at Junks Radio. We'll talk some Redskins today. John Keim, who covers the Skins for ESPN, ESPN.com, will join us at 7 o'clock. The tag deadline went.
Thank God.
Came and went.
And they did not tag Kirk Cousins.
Thank God.
For the first time in a couple of seasons.
Let him go get his $90 million over 3 years somewhere else.
Now we just have to talk
else.
About Kirk in the past tense.
Yes.
He's going to be somebody else's quarterback in less than a week.
So we'll talk to John Keim,
or
about Skins at 7, talk to him about free agency. I think they re-signed to Shazer Everett yesterday,
they
so we get into that. Ross Tucker will join us at 8 o'clock. We'll talk more NFL. And Mike Rizzo will join us at 9 o'clock, the GM and president of the Washington Nationals.
Very good.
That's at 9 o'clock. We've got a little announcement to go along with Mike Rizzo joining us at 9.
That's correct.
Yeah, Rizzo.
We were talking
Rizzo.
Yesterday
hey,
morning.
Hey, it's Mike Rizzo there.
We were talking yesterday morning that neither of the locals played on Monday nights. So it was like, what to do? Kids watch The Bachelor. I watched Homeland on DVR.
Mm-hmm.
Last night they were both in action.
Yeah, but you couldn't
mixed
watch
bag.
Unless you're crazy, you couldn't watch the Caps because that's a 10:30 Eastern time puck drop.
That's not happening
and
in my world.
You didn't want to watch the Caps because it turned into a bloodbath. It was a 4-0 just demolition of the Caps by the
Ducks. Who was in goal?
Holtby.
That's becoming a real issue.
He faced nine shots, gave up three goals, and then they brought the big cartoon hook and yanked him off the ice. For grooming.
Man, he's been wildly inconsistent.
He's still who he is, but it's trending in the wrong direction for this season. I'm telling you, we are heading towards a Grubauer-led playoff
he's
team.
He's been pulled three out of the last six games.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, he's just...
And four out of the last 11.
Like Tarik El-Bashir
it is what it is.
Tweeted that he's been pulled four times since, like, mid-February.
Yeah, four of the last 11.
I mean, that's alarming.
Three of the last six.
I think
that's not a good trend.
No, it's not.
You can't go with a guy that you don't have confidence in right now. He doesn't have confidence in himself, obviously. I mean, I'm sure none of the skills have deteriorated, just not in a good mindset right now. And, you know, you got to go with your best guy. And I'm telling you, I don't think it's going to be Holtby. Who could think it's going to be Holtby right now?
Who knows?
Still maybe, a little time to turn it around.
Still time to turn it around, but it's trending in the wrong direction.
Not good.
So, but it might. I actually think it might be a good thing. Just a different guy.
Now, were they defensive breakdown, softies, combination of the two last night?
I'm assuming combination.
You know what? When I see 4-0, I don't even click on the highlights. I'm just like, you know what?
You just assume they played crap.
That's just one. You chalk it up to the trip. You know, Barry Trotz, I saw some of his post-game comments saying, you know, maybe the time change affected us for the first game. Hopefully, we bounce back in the second. I don't know. It was a big old dud for the Caps. And it was close to being done for the Wizards because, again, they squandered an 18-point lead, let the Heat back in it. It goes to overtime, and the Wiz pull it out in overtime. So they get the win.
They start
off, it was dicey.
Games very strong.
Yeah.
They always jump out to big leads, it seems.
I think they're up 25-6 at one point on the Heat. The Heat look completely dead because they played last night.
Yep.
They look like they're mailing
it in. We thought they probably
in.
Would.
But then their second unit came in.
But D-Wade
and
came in
work.
And balled out.
That's right.
Jeez.
He hit some big shots.
D. Wade.
Kelly Oubre had some dumbass fouls.
Tyler Johnson.
Kept him in the game.
But I saw D. Wade. Didn't D. Wade have a shot to win it, or maybe forced overtime with a bucket or something like
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. It's about 5 seconds all left. I mean, that for sure was going in. I couldn't believe he missed it. It was like four-footer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know all of the nuances of Coach Brooks's, you know, timeout calling, but I do know that when a guy knifes through the lane and doesn't get touched for a layup, he's prone to calling a timeout. And it happened twice. I think it was with Johnson both times,
right,
where he just gets through the lane. You know, nobody even makes a real attempt to stop him. And then I'm like, oh, he's going to call a timeout after that. Sure enough, calls a timeout, and I'm sure just chewed the guys out. And the turnovers he talked about. The turnovers are a major issue for this team.
They had 19 last night.
It's a lot.
They also, I'm telling you, had dumb fouls.
Yeah.
Kelly Oubre had a couple dumb fouls late in that game. I think
Beal
both
bounced
of them on Wade. Beal was on fire until the end when he needs to hit that shot at the end of regulation. But, you know, why doesn't he attack the basket? He did that the first possession of the overtime.
Feel like he's tried everything
attack
at
the
end
basket.
Of games, and it really hasn't worked out
well.
Very well,
those fadeaways. I mean, he's trying really tough shots, I think, you know, with the game on a line. But what did he do? Hit 13 of his first 15 shots or something like that. Something
finished
crazy.
With 30, and I think 7 or 8 assists. 12,
he only missed
12 for 16 and 6 for 7 from threes.
Yeah, he only missed like 2 shots out of his first 13 or something crazy like that. He was literally on fire.
What
about Sato?
Last night.
Sato with 19.
Yeah, he played pretty well.
He bounced back.
He's
always kind of cold the last few games offensively.
Yeah. He looks like butt shaky. Like when he brings the ball up and they start doubling him and stuff, it looks like a high school kid just scrambling to get the ball across the half court and get it into the guy, you know, get it into the guys. But somehow he manages.
He only had 2 turnovers in 40 minutes.
I don't know how he does it, because he does look like just like a big mess.
Much needed win for them because they are the 5th seed right now in the Eastern Conference, but we talked about it yesterday. You lose a game, you could drop the 7th. Indiana, I guess, is a half game up for that 4 seed right now.
Yeah.
But they play Miami again later this week.
Not much change in the standings from yesterday. And in the Western Conference, the Rockets have now won 16 straight because they went into OKC and won that game by 10.
Right.
And have won 16 straight, which ties I think Cleveland had won 16 straight earlier in the year, right?
Have they still only lost one game when they have Paul Harden and Clint Capella together?
As of the last time I heard.
I'm supposed to get excited about Clint Capella? I don't know much about him.
He's just a guy who's a good finisher on a pick and roll, but that's what they do.
Yep.
Mm. They spread everybody out by the three-point line. Capella dives up to the three-point line, sets a pick, and Harden either takes to the basket or passes to Capella for a dunk.
Or he turns it over. He had 10 turnovers last night.
That'll happen. And then Chris Paul will take his turn doing the same thing.
Harden had 10?
10.
Wow.
Hurts your DFS bottom line when he has 10 turnovers. That's negative 10 points.
It's all right. Everyone's giving
points.
Him the MVP, right?
Yeah.
Is it just a no-brainer, but don't even bother?
I guess.
Don't even bother with the voting.
I mean, Davis maybe is getting a little late consideration.
Davis gives you 40 every night.
Well, I mean, Davis was injured last night. He got injured in the first half when he had scored 10, came back, shook it off, added 31 on the pile.
Did Otto come back after he fell on the hip, where they had to hip to hip?
I think he left for the game.
I saw him leave, but did he come back? Is that
sure if he did.
I mean, I watched the end of the game. I just can't remember now.
Again, that's kind of his specialty. His specialty is getting nicked up.
Yeah, I mean,
it just is.
He and I guess I think it was Wade that collided with him midair,
yeah,
and it looked like a hip to hip thing, and it's just like random.
I mean, Otto's kind of a bony, just fragile guy.
You know, Otto's into cars.
I did know he's into cars.
He loves to tool around in his garage.
Yep,
like with like an old, you know, 65 Chevy.
He can actually fix cars.
Yeah, he and his dad.
That's impressive.
I think his dad.
If you can fix cars, if you're a silly grease monkey, I have respect for you.
And I think he even said he'd like to maybe open up, when he's done playing, like to open up his own shop someday.
Right.
He's like a car collector.
Well, he certainly has the seed money to do it if
Who
he wants
knew?
To do it.
I was going to say, he's got cash now.
Right?
Wonder where he lives.
Not sure. I don't know if he lives
in
like back
area?
In Missouri in the off season. I don't know where he lives.
I'm sure
he's from Missouri. Why did I?
From
he's from Missouri.
Yeah.
Oh,
isn't he at Don Tito a lot? I've heard that.
I mean, our cool, man.
I've heard there.
I think a lot of whiz like to get after it.
Good food, good cocktail.
Right. Back to the Capitals and Braden Holtby. I hadn't seen the statistic that the Washington Post has out this morning. So in the month of February, Braden Holtby was 2-5-2. Save percentage, 87.3%.
Oh, that's nubs. And allowing
four goals per game. And people point out, well, they're giving up all these high danger chances.
Yeah.
So it's not all on Holtby.
I agree with that.
Same defense, Holtby, again, 2-5-2, 87.3% save percentage, four goals per game. Grubauer, 94.4% save percentage.
That's a huge difference.
1.5 goals against since late November.
Yeah.
So he had a rough stretch beginning of the year. And December, January, February, he's given up 1.5 goals
per game. To be fair to Holtby, he's facing a lot more shots. And he's facing higher caliber competition. Because Grubauer gets a lot of the gristly teams and assignments like when they play back-to-back nights. Right. So I'll still defend Holtby, but he doesn't look good as you need to be cresting heading into the playoffs.
Are you going to ask Trotsky next time we have him on if he's thinking about pulling him and starting Grubauer?
You have to.
I mean, how can you avoid it?
I listened to
the elephant in the room.
He gave Holtby a soft endorsement.
Did he?
I'm telling you, we're heading towards a goalie change here, towards the playoffs, and I would support it. And it's nothing against Holtby. It's just not working. It's not all his fault. Just need to go. We need some new blood in there for right now.
So they lose that one game, and now they have a 1-point lead in the Metro, and three teams are separated by 2 points.
Very tight. Very
in the
cozy
Metro.
In the Metro
they
right
can go
now.
From having silly home ice advantage to, you know, playing a top team on the road.
I love to Google if the NHL playoffs started today. I think I do it almost every day
right,
at this point of the year.
Right now.
I've already done it. They face the Devils. If it started today.
How do we fare against them?
I have to look deeper into the numbers.
Right.
Well, I hope you don't play the Lightning anytime soon because they just roll.
That's true. They're very good.
I mean, they've got 96 points.
Their goal. Look at their goal differential, too.
It's plus 59.
Yeah.
You know what the Caps is?
Like plus 8?
Plus 6.
Yeah, something around there.
So the Lightning just destroy and boat race teams.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Now, it's what the Caps used to do. We used to hype them up all the time going into the playoffs, and then they would fizzle.
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe, hopefully, the same thing happens to the Lightning.
They've got 15 more points than the Caps.
Stupid Lightning. They've been in the league like for 5 minutes. They already have a Stanley Cup. Makes me sick.
They're doing it right
Makes
down there.
Makes me sick.
So, yes.
All right, it's been more than 5 minutes.
Can't believe anybody
years.
In Tampa, Florida would. I guess you got some Northeast fans, but can't believe anybody in Tampa, Florida would like to go to a hockey game.
They have two teams. They have the Panthers and the Lightning.
I can't believe they get more than 10 people at their games.
So yesterday afternoon, I had to watch this Aaron Hernandez Uncovered bit.
Yeah.
I'm doing spots for him for Oxygen. Mm-hmm. And I was thoroughly riveted. It's a 4-hour bit.
Right.
I watched the first 2 hours of it yesterday. Man, they have him. I mean, they just have him so dead to rights.
Right.
They don't know if he was the actual trigger man.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they have him on camera picking up Odin Lloyd.
Right.
They have him like going to the 7-Eleven and buying the Bubblicious gum, which they later found in the rental car.
No.
They've tracked everything. They have him dropping off the guys or whatever back at his house without Odin Lloyd.
Yeah.
Which is, by the way, where he was found was a mile away from the house.
You can get away with murder in 2015 whatever that happened.
Everywhere he goes, they've pinged his phone or they have video of him.
Yeah,
they have video of him back at the house with a Glock. He was killed with a Glock.
Right.
10 minutes after the murder.
He was holding it.
Holding it in his house.
Yeah, I mean, he couldn't have been
more guilty.
Is there
anybody really believes that anybody else pulled the trigger?
Well, they don't really. To be honest with you, and this is, I think, a good case for at least some reasonable doubt. They really don't know who pulled the trigger. But they know that all those donks were there.
I don't think it even 100%. Matters. I don't think it matters who pulls the trigger. If you roll up onto a scene with four guys in a car, and you're there while...
Right.
Someone's I'm there getting... while you pull the trigger from 5 feet
right.
away. You're all going down.
Hard
you
to argue with that,
to.
Cakes. But I do think the person that pulled the trigger should get a little bit more.
All right, so throw another life sentence on top.
What happened to the other two guys?
I haven't gotten that yet. Oh. I'm sure you could Google it in 2 seconds. But when
I
watched I watched two of the 4 hours yesterday.
Those were his homeboys from Connecticut.
He actually had a chick he was dating at Florida, not the one that he married or was about to marry, the mother of his child.
Yeah.
Who... She keeps alluding to it, and I haven't gotten this yet, that she keeps saying, I had doubts about his sexuality back in college.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that is a big thing that's kind of playing into
we had heard
his
that.
Whole story.
He was a monster.
That's pretty crazy.
That's what he was.
But it was crazy because you know what rocked him? The death of his dad when he was 16 years old, when he was the number one tight end in the country.
Because he didn't have problems when his dad was alive.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Then it just turned.
His dad and uncle were studs. wherever they grew up. I think they grew up in Connecticut. Yeah, they were studs. His brother was a quarterback in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And then his dad died, and then he had no guidance, and then just eventually
went off the rails.
Got
crazy.
Hung out with the wrong people. It's just unbelievable. Guy just signed a $40 million contract.
He's leading a crazy double life.
They have him. So when they first interrogate him, like hours after the murder, they have video of him going back into his lawyer's car. And because the lawyer was putting like his jacket and suitcase in the trunk of his car, the interior light lit up. And so they could see, they were watching him on surveillance. And they could see as soon as he got into his lawyer's car, he took his phone out and took all the batteries out. And then he took his lawyer's phone and started making phone calls. And they're like, well, he's butt shady.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
He's butt shady.
Yep.
When does that air?
The 17th and 18th, I think. It's actually silly.
Well, I've seen documentaries on it before. Murder mysteries in general are just silly.
And you know,
but that one in particular is riveting.
And you know what? I don't know that it ever really registered with me. And I know I read it, but until you see the people. Odin Lloyd was his fiance's sister's boyfriend.
Correct.
They were scheduled to have breakfast the next day, and he allegedly...
They were best friends.
He killed them.
Or close.
He killed them the night before, you know, 3 in the morning. They're supposed to have breakfast the next day.
That makes breakfast the next day pretty awkward,
jeez.
I would think.
He was a sicko.
That's crazy, man.
All right. Did you guys pop your 5-hour energies this morning like I did?
I feel like I need to.
Did you
Can
stay
you ship
up?
Me one?
Did you stay up and watch the Wiz game?
Yes.
Did you stay up and watch the Caps?
Needed more 5-hour energy.
Yeah, well, if you did, you certainly did. Because you probably weren't expecting to stay up an extra 30 minutes for the Wiz.
True. OT.
For OT game. But you know what? Don't get yelled at by your boss for acting so tired. Right now, 5-hour energy is launching their Getting Back to 100% campaign. They've got a unique twist on this year's College Hoops tournament. You've got the ability to swap your incorrect selections during the tournament as the game is going on. You see an upset in the making. No sweat. Just swap the favorite out to ensure that your bracket is 100% correct. Go to 5hourenergybrackets.com or click on the link on the fandc.com's homepage. That's 5hourenergybrackets.com or click on the link on the fandc.com's homepage.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for this hour's Cash Flash. We kind of slept on it at the top of the show. This hour's code word is GATE, G-A-T-E. Text GATE to 72881 before 7 a.m. for your chance to win $1,000. In this multi-market contest, that's GATE to 72881. Message and data rates apply. The next Cash Flash with Pedro is at 7 a.m.
All right, so my daughter and I were in the car yesterday, and I was like, we need some new songs for Valdez. He's playing the same old poopers. Either that or all Lurch's favorite.
He hasn't put my new requests in the system.
He was
yet.
Dealing with his corneal abrasion yesterday.
Yeah, he doesn't have pink eye. He's got a corneal abrasion.
So correct. After every time, that's good. So after every time we heard a song that had a decent intro, I told my daughter, I said, text me that one so I can give it to Valdez. So here you go. Here are 4 of them that I want you to get into the system, okay? I'll text them to you, but just work with me here with the bit. So we're going to do Red Roses by Lil Skies. We're going to do New Freezer featuring Kendrick Lamar and Rich the Kid. We got to do P's and Q's by my guy, Lil Uzi Vert. And then we need Codeine Dreaming by Kodak Black and Lil Wayne.
I wonder what that song's about.
I mean, all of the themes and all these and the language is awful.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're cool.
New Freezer, is that actually about a freezer that I would know, or is that some sort of code word for something else?
No, it can't be.
I have no idea.
About like
if the, if the language
freezer.
Is bad, do they,
they have radio
friendly?
Edits. They have radio edits for all of them.
All right.
So you got to get the radio edit for all of these. Red Roses by Lil Skies, New Freezer featuring Kendrick and Rich the Kid, P's and Q's by
Can
Lil Uzi Vert.
Can somebody tell me what new Cody freezer means. Because there's no way it's refrigerator, freezer.
No.
I don't
That's
know.
Impossible.
800-636-1067.
Yeah.
I don't know the lingo.
I haven't heard any of those songs.
No, you haven't. You haven't.
I haven't heard a single note from any
of
those songs.
But the kids listen to it
all. Oh, I'm sure they do.
And I listen to it when we're driving in, and, you know, I get a kick out of it. What are you going to do?
What you going to do?
I mean, I'm sorry. I know about half the lyrics.
You're keeping your finger on the pulse. What the kids are listening to.
He's got to put my songs that I requested. Journey, Faithfully.
That's a great one.
Bryan Adams, Summer of 69. Depeche Mode, Enjoy the Silence.
It's a little bit different. You're doing an 80s bit. A full on 80s
bit. Enjoy the Silence
bit.
Is an 80s, but yeah, well, I guess it is late 80s.
Well, didn't he just play the Journey song for you?
No, that's not Faithfully. That was
he played Wheel in the Sky.
Wheel in the Sky.
Which is kind of silly, too.
Now, the problem with Journey's Faithfully, it's a slow song. It's like a ballad. But it's a slow intro, but it's still so
I'm about 99% sure that I saw an ad for what I believe is a great double bill. I think it's coming to Jiffy Lube Live this summer. Sleeping on it a little bit.
Go ahead. Right.
Journey, co-headlining.
It was no Steve Perry, though.
Doesn't matter.
Can't do it. Sorry.
The Filipino dude, not Steve Perry.
It doesn't matter.
Dude,
he sounds just like him.
I
know
he sounds like him.
Isn't that what it's about?
He sounds a lot like him, but not just like him.
Okay, maybe not just like him.
Can I guess the second band?
You can guess
the second
band. Foreigner. No.
I'm guessing.
Sillier.
Oh, Sillier.
They can't be that much sillier than
Foreigner.
Oh, silly.
Sillier. In my opinion, they're five rungs on the ladder sillier than Foreigner.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Foreigner.
See, I was going to go with Styx, but they're not.
The lead singer's first name is Joe. It might be a blind spot for you.
All right.
Though they are silly. I know Valdez agrees with me.
What
on this band.
Are they Hall of Famers?
Oh, they have to be. They're five times sillier
than Hall of Famers.
Are they already
the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet, but if they don't make it, it's a travesty. It's a Travisham mockery.
Where are they from?
England.
Man, you give some good hints. Joe.
They're Brits touring with Journey.
Yes.
With a lead singer named Joe.
I mean, that's a lot of
five
clues.
Rungs better than Journey.
And their album sales in the 80s through the...
Duran.
No.
Who's their lead singer? I don't even know.
That's Simon LeBon.
Right.
And their album sales, the mid-80s into the early, probably 2000s.
And it's a classic rock
band.
Huge. The classic rock, right?
At this point, they're clearly classic rock.
Europe.
No.
I don't know. I just named me bands that
Def Leppard. Def Leppard. You nailed it.
Who's their lead singer? Joe who?
Joe Elliott.
Elliott.
I don't think I'm into Def Leppard.
If you would
have
given me...
You're not into Def Leppard?
I actually don't think
you
I am.
You love Photograph. I mean, all they had was a string of hits from...
You're saying that they weren't...
Sugar on Me. Yeah, I mean, it's some animal. I mean, so many.
I don't think I like Def Leppard. I don't think I'd put them five rungs ahead of Foreigner, though.
Yeah,
that's
personal preference. I would.
I'd put him at least two rungs above Foreigner.
I mean,
they're more popular.
I think
they're
maybe
cool t-shirts.
Maybe true. Neck and neck.
Yeah. Never was a Def Leppard guy.
They're way better than Foreigner.
They still have the one-armed donk? Or they have
a new
guy? Who's
Rick Allen?
Yeah. Rick! They don't have a new guy?
No.
Don't they? Most bands go through drummers like toilet paper.
Hey, Def Leppard's, they've been loyal to their guy.
So Drab has done some research on new Freezer.
Okay.
All right.
Because it's not about something you know that has ice.
Of course it's not.
All your frozen foods.
What is it?
Well, it actually does have something to do with ice. It's the other kind.
Mm-hmm.
Necklaces dripping with diamonds.
Okay.
What it says. Means jewelry.
Gotcha.
Jewelry.
Did I tell you this? Can I even say this in the air? I think I said this a couple weeks ago. We're playing a song. And I told my son, we're driving. I said, what's the song? I kind of like it. I mean, dump it if you have to. I don't know if you can. It's called Sloppy Toppy. Have you heard that?
I can figure out what that's about.
Makes me laugh, though.
It's a great title. I actually said, we got to change the channel. I got my 8-year-old in the car. We can't play Sloppy Toppy.
Maybe it's about sloppy pizza toppings.
Yeah.
The pepperonis aren't lined up the way
they're
supposed
to be. Might like the music more than you think.
Sure.
You might like it more than you think over there.
From Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Also known as Stormy Jenner's dad, I believe.
Right, I think that's true, too.
He's the other three guys.
I couldn't be more lost.
Yeah, Stormy Jenner, one of the...
No idea.
I mean, that's the baby
Kendall Jenner's sisters?
Yeah, I get Kendall and the other one confused. What's the other one?
Kylie.
Yeah. Which is
Kylie's
the one?
Boyfriend.
Were they both pregnant or just the Kendall?
I think Kylie was preggers.
Kendall's the skinnier one.
She was dating Blake Griffin until he got shipped to Detroit. She said, well, you're finished. Right. I'm not dating a guy who's living in Detroit while I'm living in L.A.
Right.
I actually saw a movie over the weekend with Blake Griffin called A Female's Brain, I believe it was. You want to talk about
a wooden actor? Hold on. Is that a Redbox rental or
an on-demand?
An on-demand.
On-demand.
You saw Blake Griffin in the cast. You said, I have to watch this.
No, it was my wife was interested in it. It was Whitney Cummings, who's a comedian.
I've heard of her.
You don't know where she went to high school.
I don't.
Whitney Cummings?
She's a St. Andrews Lion.
Oh, really? Wow. She's local?
I didn't know that.
And she's an actress or a singer?
I think the number one silly they like to brag about is the guy that founded eBay. I think
he's their big silly.
That's a big one.
But I don't even know Cummings the name.
Pretty, she's pretty funny. I watched her show a few years ago.
She's an actress,
it was on NBC.
Comedian.
Yeah.
She's pretty attractive.
Yeah.
And so we didn't red box it, on-demanded it. And Blake Griffin happened to be part of the storyline.
Well, he's got to be the worst actor in the country.
Yeah, he's got to be
one.
He played a basketball player.
You on-demanded that?
He played a basketball player
who just wanted to bang.
Right.
That's all he wanted to do was bang.
Of course.
Right. And his chick would turn him down. Like, that was kind of the funny part of it.
Right.
Is that? And then he was getting advice. Like, some guy asked, he was like, well, you got to get aggressive. You got to, choke her. And then he tried to do that. She got bitter. It's like, what are you doing? I mean, it was kind of funny.
That's a Cakes move.
It's simulated. It's overplayed.
Have you done that recently?
No,
I haven't really worked
that into the repertoire.
That peaked in the 90s.
Will you do it again and then just report back?
I don't know. I like to do that on the down low.
I bet you Drabby does that.
DB, you got to hit your bell.
Yeah, where's my bell? Drabby, you don't do that, do you? You don't choke your girl out, do you?
She's asked me to a few times.
So you do?
I have.
Yeah.
I think I'm due for another round.
Right.
You brought it up the other day.
Do you think, do you get nervous? Like, you're going to, she might stroke out or something?
Oh, come on.
It's all light.
Everybody's got a line.
Yeah. She's got a little firmness to that grip.
He's not crossing the line.
Go crazy.
CB, did you wake up excited for Sammy Watkins? Free agency. Now we know who's been tagged, who hasn't been tagged.
I mean, he is
Sammy
available,
Watkins
right?
available. Allen Robinson available.
He is available.
Deion Lewis available. Carlos Hyde available. If you want to go wide receivers and running backs. Who do you covet?
But I heard somebody saying that the market for Sammy Watkins, even though he only had, I think, 39 catches last year.
Is it going to be massive?
Market's going to be robust because there aren't a lot of good receivers coming out in the draft.
He can really stretch the field.
The free agent field for wide receivers is thin, so he might be command like a deal. I think it was on Chad Dukes' show. I can't remember the guest. I think he said his deal would be 4 years, somewhere in the neighborhood of $60 million.
Why did Robinson's,
for Sammy Watkins?
Why did Robinson's numbers really drop off from 15 to 16?
I think it coincides with Bortles' numbers dropping.
Yeah, Bortles had a bad year.
Bortles had a bomb year,
but
his yards per reception went way down. Like 17 and a half, that guy I'm sized for. That guy I'm throwing, just empty.
Here's, guy from three seasons ago.
In a nutshell, watch Blake Bortles in the playoff game against the Buffalo Bills. That's why his numbers went down.
That's why his yards per catch went down?
Because Blake Bortles
could
sucks,
be a lot of
and
reasons.
And I can't believe they're paying him $20 million
The reason why
next
I like
year.
Calvin or Sammy Watkins, and not the donk that everyone's talking about. What did they do with the kid, the Jarvis Landry guy?
Landry's been tagged.
They franchised him.
Yeah, I didn't want him.
But
anyway.
There's
eight
rumors,
yards in a cloud of dust.
There are rumors
didn't want
he
that.
Could be shipped to another team as part of a deal.
Yeah, I'm not interested in him. But
what about on the running back side? Would you be intrigued?
Hold on, so you don't want a guy who
Deion
catches
Lewis
100 balls?
Hyde?
Not for 8 yards a catch. Not interested. Anybody can do that. Literally anybody can do that.
Well, I mean, look at the quarterback we were throwing to him last year.
He just doesn't stretch the field enough for me. We got enough guys that are possession receivers. I'm not
interested.
You want
a game breaker.
I want a stretch the field guy.
So you want to be in the game for Sammy Watkins.
That's
in
great.
The hunt.
100%.
It's great to have him, but he's injury prone. That's what you're going to have to deal with if you sign Sammy Watkins.
A lot of times, the most talented guys are injury prone for whatever reason.
Yep. So if you're cool with him missing like 8 games a year with an ice bag on his foot,
I think then
that's your guy.
I think that's a stretch, actually, because when you look at the numbers, he didn't miss that many games. He doesn't miss, on average, 8 games a year. Cakes.
Right, he might miss 4 games a year.
No, here's the thing.
The one thing that might be concerning.
He played 16, 13, and 15. 1 year, he missed 8.
Yeah.
Was that the foot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely
1 year,
like
he missed 8.
Sprain.
His first year, he played 16. Second year, he played 13. Last year, he played 15.
Okay, he played 15 and had 39 catches and was... He was outplayed or out-targeted by guys like Cooper Kupp and
That's
Robert
fine.
Woods.
You know what he did on those 39 catches? 15 yards a catch.
The one thing that may be concerning
is... I'm just saying he's not a $15 million a year wide receiver, even though that's probably what he'll command.
I don't care what they pay him. I don't concern myself with that.
The one thing that might be concerning is two teams have already decided, it's okay, we're okay without you.
With Sammy.
Yes.
Right.
It's a young guy, and two teams have said, we don't need you.
Right.
We'll trade you away, or we'll let you go away.
We're better without you. We're going to franchise tag.
It's a little concerning.
We're going to franchise our safety, and we're going to let you walk and strike your own deal.
Safety. Yep. A lot of these teams have to make tough calls. It is what it is. He's a super talent, and we all remember what he did in college. The guy did it from his freshman year on.
I would be intrigued by Carlos Hyde.
Oh, talk about someone who gets hurt.
It's another guy that gets nicked up.
He gets
easily.
He gets a concussion every other game.
I haven't really followed him since he turned pro, to be honest with you.
He's all right. I mean, maybe in a better offense with a better quarterback situation, he's better. But
he did play all 16 games last year.
Yeah, last year he did, but usually he gets nicked up.
3.9 yards per rush.
He's okay.
He was on the Niners.
I mean, that was a bad offense.
All right.
So. Until Jimmy Grapes got there.
Right, until Garoppolo
took over. Did his numbers go up? You know what? Did his numbers go up after that?
Yeah,
they probably threw the ball more.
Slightly.
Like, I wonder if his... You know, because now they can't key on him. How do I get to the damn game log in these things?
It's very easy. By the way, did you guys see?
I got to know where it is, though.
I mean, you got to just know where you're going.
Oh, here you go. Game log. Boom.
Silly. Did you guys see Mike Piazza's rant?
I heard about it.
In the Italian city that
I watched it.
What did he do?
Wasn't that great? Good. It was like 15 minutes. He held some press conference. He bought into he invested in a soccer team in Italy.
Yeah, like a second division team.
Was it called Reggiano, I think?
It's like Parmigiano Reggiano. It sounds like a cheese.
I think it's
like a cheese.
That's what it is.
Buy it
is a cheese.
Theater.
I think it's the third level.
Okay.
It's the third level, right.
No.
Cheese sounds so good.
But he's, I guess the local government squeezing him on the rent.
Yeah. They're making him pay like double.
And they're squeezing him on the stadium deal.
Yeah.
And he was lick.
He was super lick.
Oh, my gosh. He went off on a rant, and he pounded the table for 15 minutes, and he was bitter, and he had the interpreter there.
Right.
It was very awkward because he goes on a rant, and he stops for 5 minutes, and she says what he says.
Right.
And he was pissed off because he said, you're killing me.
Right.
Because I don't want any charity. I don't know if you cut
he
any of that stuff up.
He said he wants to pay what's fair.
Yeah.
And what they're charging him, I guess, for rent.
I had no idea Mike Piazza bought a soccer team.
I didn't know he was in Italy.
I had no idea. He moved his whole family there.
Who knew?
He doesn't live in New York or L.A. or Philly. He lives in Italy.
Yeah.
That's a good rant if you want to cut
Solid.
Any of that up.
All right, maybe we'll play that a little bit later. Remember, John Keim from ESPN, ESPN.com, Redskins Insider, will join us at 7. We'll get the latest from him here on The Junkies.
It's the first Wednesday of the month. That means the Cakes Classic Bounty is going down tonight at MGM National Harbor. 7 p.m., $300 buy-in. If you knock your boy Cakes out of the tournament, you scoop a $300 bounty.
So are you going to be back there on Saturday?
I will be back there Saturday for Chance for Life.
I think I'm going to be playing for the first time. For whatever reason, schedule-wise, I've been able to show up.
Yep.
But I'll be able to do that before doing Wizards Overtime on Saturday night.
And people can go to chanceforlife.net to see all about that great event at MGM National Harbor this Saturday,
awesome
March
event.
10th.
It's an awesome event.
It is. Raises a lot of money for pediatric cancer research.
I'm eager to see who the surprise musical guest is.
I'm eager to see that as well.
There is a
thought
surprise
about asking
guest.
Brad via email, but I don't want to, you know, go too far with my request, so I haven't. Right. But I've been kind of curious.
Oh, you're going to be there.
Who's going to be the national act that keeps getting hyped up?
Maybe
I'd like to know who that is.
It could be like a Wale, a different crowd.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess
sure
if you go to Chance for Life and go to the fantastic after party, you're going to find out. Like Valdez is going to find out.
Maybe Brittany will come in a little early.
That I don't know. I can't speak
How
on Brittany.
How silly would that be if they got Brittany to come in?
They'd have to pay all the charity money to her.
I know.
Yeah, pretty much.
It wouldn't make any sense.
But isn't Brittany coming to MGM?
She's coming in July. Oh. I think two nights. She's going to make so much money. Dollars.
Remember there was like that 2-year period or 3-year period where she just completely was lost and fell off and just...
Shaved her head.
She got gross.
Wasn't she under
Remember
the,
she was performing?
Wasn't she doing
was all,
drugs? Was she doing drugs?
Oh, yeah.
She was doing a lot of drugs. Heavy
she
drugs.
Was all messed up. And then, then they had to... What do they call it? A 5150 where they had the psychiatric hold.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, ever since then...
Hot. hot.
She got back to being hot and silly again. She got back to being hot and silly.
Still sings like that, but very hot.
Resurrected her career.
Yeah. It's fine. She's hot.
And she's kind of a donk. Like I remember I told you one day I got in that rabbit hole and I was watching all of the carpool karaoke's. I was on YouTube and I was intrigued because I like to hear people sing.
Sure.
And boy, she is a donk.
Mm-hmm.
Like her IQ might be about 75.
Well, she's from the backwoods of Louisiana.
Yeah, and then she's been performing like with the Mouseketeers or whatever since she was young. So I don't think schooling was big in the Spears family.
I don't think so.
She didn't need schooling when she looks like that.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't really need it.
It is true. It's true. If you're hot, it is such an advantage.
You don't
in life.
Need school.
You don't really need a brain.
You're just gonna be. You're gonna be rich somewhere down the line. Someone's gonna give you money
or marry someone rich.
You're gonna. Yeah. I mean, if you're hot, there aren't that many. Like, if you're broke, you're definitely not hot. It's just true.
Say I'm broke.
That's for women, really. For guys, it doesn't really matter. Nobody really cares what you look like.
I mean, for
but
guys,
for,
remember that
for women.
Good-looking guy that got arrested, and then the whole world went nuts for him.
I mean, that Jeremy dog?
He was
dog?
Like a light
Jeremy
black
Meeks.
Guy.
Yeah.
You know
and then
name,
all of a sudden,
Aldi?
He became
yeah, of course.
This famous model.
Yeah, boy, he donked off his wife, and now he's dating like a supermodel.
Yeah, he dumped his wife and is dating a billionaire's daughter or something like that.
He was like the world's most handsome prisoner.
I don't remember. Right. Don't remember her.
I remember it.
Yeah.
I didn't remember
like
the guy's name.
Doesn't he have like a throat tattoo?
Yes.
Or something? Like,
yeah. Type in Jeremy Meeks.
Yeah, he has a bunch of Mike Scott tattoos.
I know Jody Meeks.
Mike Scott has the worst tattoos. So I was at the Wizards game the other day. Again, I got to thank my guy, Barry G. For hooking me with the seats. Or the seat, because Barry and I went together. And I got a close-up on all. And he does. A lot of his tattoos are just emojis.
Yes, correct.
They're just the worst. Now, he has some writing on his right forearm. I don't know, some passage or something. I don't know what that is. And he has, he has some other stuff in there. But, my God.
He likes his ink.
I think he... Well, that's fine. But they when you just have emojis like that, they're not connected. You know what I mean? They're just these random faces. You know, with the sunglasses, the big smile.
Right.
It's just, they're the worst.
He's a different cat.
Keep the emojis on your phone. You want to carry those around until you're 70?
All right, why don't we open up the Junkie Sports page? Jason can fill us in on what's going on.
You want to hear a little bit of the Piazza rant?
Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
All right. It was long. It was 15 minutes, so we didn't give Valdez much time to edit it.
I have about a minute of it.
All right. Because he gets bitter. I got a kick out of it yesterday when I was watching.
We are not going to be pushed around by a multi-billion-dollar corporation. The stadium was built for this team by these people. We've reached out in friendship to try to form a coalition with the mayor, with Mr. Squincy, with Sassuolo, with my pay, and we've gotten nothing. Nothing. And I'm sick of it. I'm tired and sick of Reggiana being pushed around. I am frustrated and I'm freaking pissed off.
Sono arrabbiato per il fatto che abbiamo cercato di trovare un accordo con Mappei.
I love the interpreter. The best part of it.
He kept it pretty clean, though. Yeah. I got to give him credit.
Does
he really go off later?
Yeah, it's a 15-minute rant.
I want to hear the
we
one with the bleeps.
We've invested millions of dollars in this community to clean up. I've had to pay. I paid for a freaking sport director and his car to drive around to pay for to work for other teams, and I don't complain. I don't complain.
Sounds
we
like
do
you're
it.
Complaining.
We hire a great sport director. He puts a great team together. We give community a wonderful team. I had an old partner who negotiated double the rent to the stadium and left the company. And I didn't complain. And I have Mr. Cannavale and Mr. Squincy saying, I don't pay my debts. That's bullshit.
Cannavale sounds Italian. Mr. Squincy?
No, it doesn't.
that doesn't sound Italian.
Like his partner is a bit of a donk.
Yeah.
Negotiated terrible rent rate.
Right,
and
doubled
then
the rate.
Then he left.
Yeah, he just rolled out.
Just said, you're finished.
Yeah, Mike Piazza is over there in Italy running the show for Italian soccer team.
He got in the Hall of Fame, right?
He's in the Hall of Fame, yeah.
He got in
a couple years ago.
He
got
in under the Royd.
The cloud.
Cloud.
This pop quiz is for Bickle. And JP. I think Cakes will probably get a lot of these, but this is for Bickle and for JP.
I don't know.
All right, here's your pop quiz for college hoops from last night.
No, I'm not going to get it.
All right, so how many teams are officially in the tournament right now?
I would say 9.
Bick?
15.
12. All right, right in the middle. All right, last night, Gonzaga beat who to win the West Coast Conference?
No, St. Mary's?
Incorrect. No guess? Not even a guess?
I know this one.
I know. You probably know. No guess, Bick?
Mm-mm, I wasn't paying attention.
A lot of Mormons.
All right. BYU.
Yeah, very good.
No, I understand. But
I wouldn't be surprised if you said Utah or something. All right.
There's a lot of Mormons there, too.
Cleveland State lost to this team who won the Horizon.
Mm. Well, I saw a minute of this. I've already forgotten, but one of those teams had 20 losses, right?
Cleveland State had 22 losses.
And they could have made the tournament with 20 losses.
Correct. 22 losses.
Yeah, I don't remember who they were playing.
Well, I know this. I saw this as I was running around because my son did a visit at Wagner. So Wagner was playing. They weren't playing Cleveland State, right?
Wagner played LIU Brooklyn. You just took a question from me.
All right. Well, I'm just telling you what I
saw. It's not wrong state. It's not wrong state. It's
right state.
There
right
you
state.
Go. That word. Who won the Colonial? Charleston or Northeastern?
Oh, clearly Northeastern.
Bick?
Charleston.
Very good.
They're down like 13 at halftime.
They were. They boat raced them in the second half. And South Dakota State beat who to win the Summit?
North Dakota State.
South Cakes? Dakota?
Very good.
Hey, but you didn't tell me who won the
Pedro say
who won the Wagner LIU Brooklyn.
LIU Brooklyn beat
because
them.
My father-in-law went to Wagner.
Right.
My mother-in-law went to LIU Brooklyn. So that was kind of it was a family thing last night.
Gung-Gung went to Wagner?
Gung-Gung went to Wagner.
Really?
Nice.
Yep. Cakes, you know where Wagner is.
Wagner is in, don't tell me.
I'm not.
I'm going to guess it's in.
I'll tell you what.
It's somewhere in New Jersey? It's got to be New York.
It's in Staten Island.
Yeah, it smells like a big pile of poo
it's
there.
It's in Pauliflix's backyard.
Well, it is Staten Island.
Staten Island is known, and I learned this because we did a visit, it's known for they have a big dump there.
I've never been to Staten Island. Never
right,
been
well,
on the ferry.
I'm telling you, I've been there,
I've
and
never even,
the whole place smells like poop.
I've never even seen the Statue of Liberty up close. Yeah. Kind of a blind spot. I think I need to do that.
Yeah, I've never been.
Well, that's one of their big calling cards is because you go to Wagner and then you have a great view of all that stuff.
But
and
it just smells.
But it just smells like poop.
It just smells
that's
everywhere.
The problem. You go to pizzeria, it smells like poop.
All right, some other scores from last night. Our boy Mike Bray, they got a squeaker over Pitt. They were handling Pitt for most of the game until about the last 5 minutes when Pittsburgh wouldn't miss a shot.
Pitt right. Winless in the Big East this year?
0-19.
In the ACC.
ACC, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
ACC. They went 0-19 if you factor in the loss yesterday.
Yuck.
So Notre Dame advances. They'll play Virginia Tech tonight at 7. Any other games that you guys might be in? Syracuse beat Wake by 9. Syracuse will play Carolina today. It's just full-blown shenanigans today.
A lot of betting.
Yesterday,
a lot of gambling.
There was 21 games. There's more than that today, and pretty much every conference is playing. And games start at 12, so you can bet it all starting at 12.
How are you going to handle it all with Tiger Week looming?
It's just a big week, man.
Are you going to watch the hoops over Tiger when Tiger's playing? You're going to toggle back and forth?
I'll go back and forth.
A couple TVs going?
I'll go back and forth.
Any human has multiple TVs now.
Yeah, I mean, it's Tiger Week. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Except for JP.
I mean,
the
three golf pools.
And Jason. You're actually the freakazoid here.
No, you go around and ask people. They have multiple
ask
TVs.
People. Ask Cakes. Ask Jason. Ask
you
me.
Guys are just old.
You mean multiple TVs in one room?
Yeah.
No, I don't have that.
I can.
Most people.
I can double screen it onto my phone if I need to. If the caps.
Would you like to make a bet
playing.
On that?
Oh God, get out of here with your literal.
You
want to
make a bet?
It's so literal. A ton of people do. You're just a donk. Too cheap.
Go to 7-Eleven. Let's make the bet. How many out of 100?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the answer. But
probably less than 15.
A lot.
My neighbor
probably less than 10.
My neighbor he just actually moving. He's moving to Charlotte. He just put his house in the market.
He loves Kemba.
He loves Kemba Walker. He's got a silly basement.
He does.
I was thinking about just saying, hey, can I just crash for a few hours and just watch
move over.
Watch the games in your basement?
What makes it so silly?
He's got like 5 big screens down. I mean, big screens.
House swap. What does he do for a living? Let me guess. Sales. Some sort of sales.
He is in sales, but he works for a big company, but I can't remember who it is.
Tech. Accenture.
You don't even have to.
Something like that.
You don't even have to make money to have
no,
TVs.
No, I don't think it's an insurance company.
The TVs are so cheap now. You literally could go to Walmart and buy a 55-inch television for $300. I mean, they're just
but
cheap.
I know. You just got to get out there. And it's tough for me to pull the trigger on extra televisions when I have all the TVs I need. In every room.
Except you don't when you have like a day like today.
I know, but I'm the best channel surfer in the country.
Well, if you like that.
I'm the
best. I know JP thinks he's that.
One conference championship tonight's the Patriot League featuring the 1 versus 2. Pop quiz. Give me the teams.
George Mason.
You're so off. No? Patriot?
Yeah, I can't give you
Navy. Pedro in there is pounding his head against the wall. No, it's not Navy. Bucknell against Colgate. One versus
that's
two.
That's right.
At Bucknell, by the way. Bucknell should win that game. Wizards last night. We talked about it. Wizards beat the Heat by 3 in OT.
Needed that win.
Bradley Beal had 30. He was 12 for 16 and 6 of 7 threes. And the Caps, big fat losers in Anaheim.
The West Coast roadie, not off to a good start for the Caps.
Holtby's been pulled in 3 of the last 6 games, 4 out of the last 11. His February was awful, and he's not starting off March on a nice note.
No.
And Christian McCaffrey and his brother and some friends saved a man's life who fell off a cliff.
Yes, 72-year-old guy who survived a 20-foot tall, 20-foot fall.
Yeah, he was hiking. Where were they hiking? In Colorado?
Colorado, yes.
All right. He fell off a cliff, broke his femur, did something, had internal injuries, brain injury, everything. He was going to die.
Yeah.
But McCaffrey.
But they just found him.
They saw him fall. They walked up on it while it was happening.
Oh, wow.
Saw the dog fall off a rock.
Yeah. And they called 911. Ambulance was there in like 8 minutes. Saved his life.
All right. Coming up next, we'll give you the latest on the Redskins. They don't tag Kirk Cousins. Free agency is almost here. We'll talk to John Keim, covers the Skins for ESPN and ESPN.com next on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.